The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Throhill, could you please start voting on Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hello.
All right, Roberto, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right, you have your choice today. One of three stories today we offer you. Hit me with your best shot. Where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. We have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, we offer you license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess, even though I cannot find that story. Here we go. Yes, so license to spill. Which one would you pick?
What was the first one again? It's the...
Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, let's go that.
All right, we go to the fine state of Georgia, where police in Griffin, Georgia, said that officers arrived at a home and found evidence stuck in a 59-year-old man's foot. According to the police report, it happened at a home shared by the victim and the suspect. The man with the quote-unquote shard in his foot, Ronald Martin, he told police that he was stabbed by a 63-year-old friend, Mary Moore. Now, police said the two lived together and got into an argument. Moore claimed that Martin does not help her around the house. Martin said, as a result of not helping her out, she stabbed him. However, Moore told police a different story. She said that she stabbed Martin after he jumped on her, but was not able to tell police how the alleged attack happened. The officer said Moore was irate as she was being questioned and did not see any visible marks, bruising, or lacerations on her. So after questioning, the officers determined that Moore, the female, was the aggressor and attempted to place her under arrest, but she refused. So while kicking and screaming, two officers put her on the ground to handcuff her. That's when she bit one of the officers on the hand. Anyway, this lovely pillar of society was taken to the Spalding County Jail and charged with aggravated assault and felony obstruction. The question is, what did she stab her housemates with? Was it a plastic fork? A light bulb? A ceramic squirrel or a chopstick? So plastic fork, light bulb, ceramic squirrel, or a chopstick?
Well, ceramic squirrels are pretty popular in Georgia, but, you know, I'm... What do you think?
100% ceramic squirrel.
Ceramic squirrel for 10.
I think she smacked it, she stabbed
what
it.
What was option two?
Option number two was light bulb.
Shard of a squirrel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go chopstick. Roberto, yeah, Roberto, I'm going to do that.
Yep. You know, I'm thinking chopsticks. You know, he's not helping around the house. Okay. He's, you know, got some food, and yeah, chopsticks are handy, and that seems like the most likely object.
Okay. Right. What did she stab him with? Plastic fork, light bulb, ceramic squirrel, or a chopstick? We'll find out next.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories hit me with your best shot on Profile This. Georgia police found something stuck in a man's foot after being stabbed by his roommate because apparently he would not do chores. Mm-hmm. Not sure if that's true or not.
Don't know.
But the woman did attack police as well. Question is, what did she stab him with? A plastic fork, a light bulb, a ceramic squirrel, or a chopstick?
And, Roberto, that is a question that we posed to you. And you and Miles Montgomery agreed with the chopstick. Says she's probably eating. It would be handy, and they're certainly stab-worthy. However, it was not a chopstick. Navita Smith, you agreed, Roberto. Ceramic squirrels, probably very popular in Georgia. It was not a ceramic
squirrel. Wasn't a ceramic squirrel?
No, it was a plastic fork.
Plastic fork.
A plastic fork.
What?
And she got it through his foot?
Yeah. I mean, she did it with some velocity.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The plastic fork.
Damn.
You guys are disappointed.
Well, it makes sense, like, in the packet. Probably had some fried chicken, you know.
Well, it depends on where you go, too. Like,
some of the thicker ones. Right,
they're down in Georgia. It's probably that old school thick plastic.
You get a whole barbecue.
Not the one made out of potatoes. Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon Kimmel.
Remember, Kimmel has a guest host.
Guest host Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert. And Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. Tonight, our guests have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Taylor Swift announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. Americans were like, but there's good news out there? I don't know what to do with myself.
Fallon.
Smith.
Fallon.
Taylor Swift announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. Americans are like, wait, there's good news out there? I don't know what to do with myself.
She should be careful. It killed that one girl's career. I'm Saved by the Bell.
No.
Showgirl.
Showgirl.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Her... Elizabeth Banks?
No. I was going to say Elizabeth Hurley, but it's not Liz Hurley. It's Elizabeth...
Elizabeth Banks is the blonde that was doing the... She was doing Press Your Luck, if I'm not mistaken.
Crap. Elizabeth. What was her name? Because everybody went to see the movie because she was in it, then realized the movie sucked and it wasn't worth it.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Berkley. All right. Thank you.
She's attractive.
Southwest Airlines is in trouble after a gate change left two blind passengers behind.
Oh.
They ended up basically on their own private flight with no other passengers, or to them, a normal flight.
Fallon.
Smith.
He's so proud of himself.
I am.
Yeah, what's the difference?
That's been a tough week. You guys were on it last week. I got one in. Firefighters were recently called to a California Chuck E. Cheese because a grown woman got her arm stuck in one of the arcade games. Even more embarrassing, she was there without kids. She just likes the pizza.
Myers. Colbert?
Seth Meyers.
Firefighters were recently called to a California Chuck E. Cheese after an adult woman got her arm stuck in one of the arcade games. Even more embarrassing, she was there without kids. She just likes their pizza.
I wasted $19 the other night on a claw machine.
Oh.
To get what? Was there anything in particular?
Yes.
Huh?
Spent $17 on that one animal. Didn't get it.
What were you trying to get?
It's just like this blue bear. And some other woman walked in 10 minutes behind me and said, look what I won.
Damn it.
Spirit Airlines warned investors that they may be, that they might not be able to survive if they don't raise more money. Not really the news you want to read mid-flight on your back seat screen. I'm just kidding. Spirit doesn't have seat back screens. Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Spirit Airlines warned investors that they might not be able to survive if they don't raise more money. Not really the news you want to see mid-flight on your seat back screen. It's like... I'm kidding. It's Spirit. They don't have seat back screens.
That is kind of a crummy feeling when you get on the plane. You're like, duh, that? No.
How is Spirit losing money? I mean, look, everyone makes fun of them. But as far as domestic airlines are rated, they tend to do well in the sense that they get there on time, blah, 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 blah. I've never flown it, but I heard by the time you're done getting nickel to dime on the tickets, you pay as much as you pay on any airline.
Correct, because you can't even take like a backpack.
That's what I mean.
It's got to be like such small luggage. So I think maybe people just aren't using it as much anymore.
Yeah, maybe
like,
it's that.
I mean, if you're doing 24-hour turn and burn.
Perfect.
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
You could do it. But yeah, for most people, I think they're just like, I don't know. You know what? I have no freaking idea. I'm guessing that's why they're losing money.
Maybe it's because they have to supply the rabies vaccine in case more bats fly around the cabin. They're one of the few airlines.
That's one of those, well, like when you go to, the times I've flown to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
There are people who have condos there.
Sure.
Apartments, whatever. They'll get on the plane. It's just them.
Right. No luggage.
They already got clothes down there.
Yeah.
They got everything down there. They don't. It's just like, wait, where's your stuff? Oh, it's in my place. Oh.
The last time I flew, I had a pair of shoes, a notebook, and two water bottles. And they even looked at me. And I'm like, my wife, she was, where the hell was I going? Orlando.
Yep.
Like, that is a long flight. I'm like, right. My wife has everything with the kids already. I look suspicious. They really served two water bottles, a pair of shoes. By the way, the shoes don't fit me.
Thirsty.
I was bringing them for my wife, right? So it's like a pair of size 8.5 shoes, my big ass 13 feet, 2 water bottles.
That is a weird flex.
It is very strange.
I will say, it's very rare that I check a bag anymore, but when I do, it is a sense of freedom.
Oh, God.
Because yeah. I'm so used to just using a backpack and carry-on luggage. I also need to upgrade my luggage.
There's
I didn't realize how odd it is. I guess it's like a mini, I don't know. I think it's just a dude thing. But there's some of us out there. I just have a duffel bag, no arm strap.
Yeah.
And a backpack.
Oh, anytime I see that a baggage
claim, I'm around.
A dude is going to grab that. That is not a woman's traveling companion right there.
Tom, flying out this weekend.
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Let's see. Now, this is kind of interesting. I know a lot of people get upset when they watch NFL. They're showing too much Taylor Swift. Not Taylor Swift's fault. Massive star.
Right. Yeah.
They want to use her any way they can. Look, hey, I'll tell you what. If for some reason she ever came to one of our events, every video you see online of us doing something, we would be like, hey, Taylor Swift was there once.
Mike's going to be on the sideline with her on Friday.
Yeah.
Just standing there. Just he and Taylor Swift hanging out.
Throwing down.
You know.
Talking
Kansas. Hey, Taylor, you want to hold this microphone for a minute?
Yeah.
Check it out. But you never held a microphone before.
Talking football. She's a big fan.
So there's this new article with Travis Kelce in GQ, and I think he brings up some interesting points here. Just kind of talking about their relationship. Now, obviously, between her being on movies and everything, they're on screen a lot.
Yes.
And they were just kind of asking about, like, stuff about them and this and that. And he was like, sometimes it's just fun to be her sidekick. He was like, I go to her concert. It's like, just, I'll be the plus one. Everybody's seen him there having fun and everything. And then he said he was like, how much they bonded over just being athletes.
All right.
He's like, look, I'm a professional football player, but he's like, I see the practice. And he's like, she's exhausted when she's done. He's like, there's not many people that do professions like we do.
Correct.
So he's like, we kind of have an odd understanding. And it's like, you know, for her, she's on stage the whole time. So her advantage, I would say, in that situation, she doesn't have to answer questions.
That's a good point.
Whereas, you know, part of being in the NFL, if it's part of the gig, is like, good or bad, after a game, you got to sit there and answer questions.
After getting beat up.
Yeah.
But even after a show, it is unlikely that you put on a bad show.
Sure.
Right. But I don't care how good your team is. You're going to lose some games. You're in a bad mood and you still have to answer these dumbass questions. But it's not like if she, I don't know, had a bad performance immediately. And tell her, before you even go backstage, sit down with these people. They're going to ask you, I don't know, why two of your dancers fell off stage, why you missed the lyrics to this song, and the pyro was off time. Can you imagine that after every concert?
Oh. Right,
come over here, guys. Sit down. Here's what the fans think went wrong.
Well, and I like going to see jam bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually you'll be like, oh, Sunday was better than Saturday, or Saturday was better. But it's not like anybody's walking around going, God damn, Saturday sucked. Right?
Whereas, the whole band's ruined.
Right. Whereas, you know, in football, you lose to somebody you're not supposed to. And it's credit to the NFL. It happens all the time.
Yep.
And it's just like, people are like, what happened? Is this the end of the season?
I wish players would be like, of course it is.
I also think it shouldn't be shocking that he said, like, look, she kind, you know, she knew football. And he's like, now that we've been together, she's all about it. And it's like, yeah. I watched enough of those behind-the-scenes shows. Like, Jared Goff, like, it's kind of like studying for a test, right? He's got to learn new plays every week.
Yeah.
And his wife, who is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
Just need to put that out there. She will sit there with flashcards, and then he lets her pick one play. And she usually picks something that has, like, a funny name.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, like it's, you know, we put trick plays about three in.
Of course.
Sometimes we'll use one, sometimes we won't. So he's just saying, same thing with Taylor Swift. Like, she knows how to read defenses. She knows how to read the injury report. And he's like, she's like a football junkie now.
Cool.
Yeah. That all seems to
add up. The fake falling down play. That was a good one from last year.
For the Lions.
Yes.
Correct. Do you remember that?
Not really.
So he backs up, acts like he's falling, stumbling.
Yeah.
It was all designed. Pops right back up because they saw it before.
So the week before, the offensive guard had stepped too wide and stepped on his foot.
Yeah.
So as he's falling down, he does get the handoff off, but they notice that, like, the linebackers see this and completely abandon coverage.
Right, they all close in.
They just close in. So they design the play the same way, and he just puts his hand down. He never actually goes down, peels off, hits the tight end of the corner for a touchdown.
Damn.
Right, but they had a funny name that they liked it.
Right.
And he was kind of like, all right, and it's funny watching it because it's like Tuesday or Wednesday, and she's grilling him about it. She's like, I like the name of this one. He's like, all right, I'll see. And then he's kind of joking with the coach, and he's like, hey, my wife says we should use this one on name alone. And they're like, you know what? Let's put it in.
All right.
And it worked for 6 points.
Yeah, that's almost a guarantee. You're right, because the entire defense is going to head toward the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I guarantee you my guy's open.
Well, and there's some free plays. There's some times that, like, you can't help yourself. For those defensive guys, it's like, well, he's on the ground. Let's charge.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's like when there's a tip ball, it's hard to do because whether you're at the game or on TV, you're not going to see every wide receiver. But if there's a tip ball, you're allowed to hit him.
Oh, yeah.
And almost every DB will hit the receiver there near just to be like, well, at least I get one.
Oh, yeah. Kind of good shot in.
Right. Let me just chip him once. Kevin Hart's teaming up with Netflix for a competition series to basically find the next big stand-up comedian. There'll be a group of comics on there helping him. I don't think it's to be shocking that he's with Netflix. That's where the drama series he had
that Miles
and I thoroughly enjoyed, that was on there as well. They say the contestants will face vigorous tests that mirror a real-life journey of a competition. From brutal open mics to bomb sets and rewrites to the pressure of big stage performances.
This could be good.
I'm with you.
I think it's going to be cringeworthy. I think it's going to be awkward, but I think this could be good.
Yeah. Well, and I think nowadays with social media, like, I do think there's some comics that have gotten huge that are good at crowd work, that their act's not that good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then also, you see sometimes, I was watching a video the day, like, sometimes people forget, when you're in clubs and stuff, like, it's dark, people are hammered. Right? And, like, it goes real sideways real quick.
Those crowds can be brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I remember even years ago when Bert Kreischer was in town, right? Some dude, like, ran up on stage.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, it's... And you forget. Like, I don't blame him. You shouldn't... You don't need the security guy sitting right there at the stage. And, like, you know, frankly, everybody in this room has done a little stand-up. Like,
yeah.
They are so close to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember in Baltimore kind of ripping on this guy, and just instinctively, I just went, I'm just kidding. Because he was this close, and he goes, I know, you're the comedian. But, like,
yeah, but not everybody.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Right.
That was a big dude. But it's like, right, they're right there. You know what I mean? So, I'm with you, Mike.
Siegfried and Roy, but people.
I think it will be interesting to watch him. And again, I've been a Kevin Hart fan for years on a bash, so, like, he's always funny, and he will have a bunch of comedians, you know, on there kind of helping him out along the way. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Should be a good one.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to India, where an elephant stomps a tourist's underwear off while he was taking a ping.
Really happened.
Meanwhile, a sheep realizes they are in a slaughterhouse. An escape. Better be quick. South Carolina man goes on Facebook Live while running from the cops. A mom puts a toddler in the back of a pickup and drives away with her pops. And burglars trek through sewage to steal shoes. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to California, where a major heist operation has been broken up. Authorities got a call about a group of suspects that were breaking into a local warehouse on several occasions and were stealing boxes of merchandise. In total, about 14 boxes were stolen, totaling about $30,000 worth of goods. Officers tracked down their suspects and served a warrant where they found all of the boxes, as well as evidence indicating that they had plans to resell it all online. The suspects were arrested, and the $30,000 worth of Labubus were returned to their warehouse.
What are Labubus?
They are this new stupid collectible. It is the latest. Buy it because, well, you have to.
Is it like a toy? I mean,
no, it's like a keychain thing.
Is it that little?
Yeah,
I don't know. It
I mean, they're big size. They're about as big as your outstretched hand. But you know, you attach them to purses and bags and crap like that.
Images.
They're the creepy little doll looking
things. Those things?
Yes.
Wait, how much money did they?
$30,000. It's because they're collectible. Because there's unique ones for all these different things and blah blah blah. Okay. And they serve zero purpose other than, well, you have to buy this because
I got a
we
bunch
said you
of
have
them.
To have it. You do?
You got the boo-boos.
They're online next to my NFTs.
That's right. That just...
Other quality investments.
And the thing is that if it's kids, you know, if it's high schoolers or younger that are like, oh, I have to have these, I understand. Consumerism hits them in a different way. It's grown-ass adults. It is grown people that are sitting outside of the booths and kiosks that sell these things, waiting for them to get restocked so that they can scoop up all of them and then resell them online.
Hey, you're interested in some Labubus.
Right.
I got Labubus right.
And
in
like,
my
I
pocket.
Think people forget, like, there's people with massive, like, Star Wars or G.I. Joe collections, but they were kids when they started getting them.
Right.
And also, Star Wars still resonates. G.I. Joe still resonates. Kind of like Pound Puppies and all that.
Yeah.
The Boobie's going to have Pokemon's one of the few things that still resonates.
Right. They kept going. But they kept on creating content with Pokemon.
That is a good point. Right.
You know, but it kept on serving the next generation. They kept looking at the kids. And then the adults just wouldn't give it up.
The kids. Yeah, I think that's my biggest thing. Like, I let them, you know.
La boo boo.
It's got a stupid song to make.
That'd be like hiring the mall Santa. And he's like, I got a kids party. Like, I'll double your pay. And it's just you and a bunch of adults drinking.
Right.
Like, let him do the kids party first, man.
Right. Let it go. Go find a big boy job. In other news, to New York, where they take the old way of doing things to a new level. I feel like most of us at some point or another have memories of riding in the back of the pickup truck. For some, that's actually how they got home from school, right?
I loved it.
It's a little like what we've got going on here. The parents arrived at the school and picked up their child before driving off with multiple witnesses seeing the stroller that they loaded their child into sitting unsecured in the back of the truck.
Oops. Yep.
They picked up the kid from an elementary school, tossed him in a stroller, and then put him in the back of the truck where it's just rolling around. Yeah.
You remember this from Who Sucks Less?
Officers were able to track down the parents and arrest them both on a charge of endangering the welfare of a child. They're doing court in the coming days.
Well, I mean, look, man, I know the kids love running in the back of pickup trucks. There was a guy about a month ago. They were at a camping trip, so he wasn't going super fast, but the kids were on top of the inflatable raft in the bed of the pickup and bounced out.
Right.
But I would not think to put my child in a stroller.
No, they're
an infant. All right, so the other kids have popped out on the raft. They're like 11 and 12.
Right.
Right, still not great, but an infant is in a rolling stroller.
No bungee cords, nothing.
Nothing.
Just
not straps, nothing.
Just
back there to roll around in the back.
That sounds like a Jackass skit if it was an adult.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Right, if you were like, Ted, lay in the back of the truck, we're going to drive home. Okay, well, now we're going to put you in a stroller.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah, a wheelchair, and you can't stop it from bouncing around.
Right.
God, man.
For more theft, we go to Memphis. Local authorities are on the lookout for nine suspects that went to great lengths to steal some shoes. Surveillance cameras caught the suspects as they broke into a gated parking lot through the sewers to then get into a couple trailers within the lot and stole 18 cases containing Nike shoes totaling about $4,000 worth of merchandise. They're asking anybody with information to come forward.
So they can catch them.
Not yet, no.
Wow.
They put on the shoes and ran faster. Ah. Every little kid will tell you that.
They know, man. They know.
If we can just walk through this crap, we can have all the shoes we want.
Which, you know what?
That's kind of what they did.
When they say just do it, the do is D-O-O.
I know.
Just do it.
Just do it.
That's the new slogan for Nike.
Is that do-do? Over to South Carolina, where at least criminals keep people updated. Police attempted to stop a car that they witnessed tailgating another vehicle and was not maintaining their lane. The driver initially started to pull over, but attempted some sort of fake out and then sped off. Side note, the cops are behind it the whole time. No. The whole, I'm going to stop. No, I'm not. Doesn't work. Initiating a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles an hour. What's more is they found out that the man posted a video to his Facebook page during the chase to let everybody know that he was on the run from officers. Moron.
How stupid. He answered that question.
Spike strips were eventually deployed, and the man was stopped where officers found a good amount of marijuana in the car. Now he's facing several charges. Way to tell him I've got something here.
Yeah. I like that measurement, though. How much did you guys recover?
Yeah, good amount.
Good amount.
Good amount.
Several grams.
That's what I would say.
It's good news.
If the cops said, how much you have on you, I'd be like, good amount.
Just in case those stars with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To the Windy City, where life has second chances. Authorities were called about an interesting disruption in traffic. A sheep that was wandering about the streets, evading capture. The story goes that the animal escaped a nearby facility by crashing through a window and was doing its best to avoid going right back to the slaughterhouse that it had broken out of.
I mean, I'd have broken through the window, too. Like, right. Wait a minute, where am I?
In spite of their best efforts, employees were unable to wrangle the sheep back before animal care and control personnel, who took the sheep back to their own chicken rescue, which was the only facility equipped to handle such an animal. Now they're doing their part to find the sheep a nice home to live out the rest of its days in comfort. Yeah.
So basically, if you escape the slaughterhouse, they let you live.
Pretty much.
That's so crazy.
Earn the right to life.
Nah, we were going to slaughter it, but he figured a way out, so hell with it.
Nah.
We should open a chicken rescue.
We should. Put the sheep in
there. Imagine if they did that in prison. Dude, he escaped. We're not going to chase him.
I'm eating him.
That's probably it. They were delicious.
Men's Room Sports, after coming out on top against the Orioles last night and after the Red Sox putting the beat down on the Astros, the Mariners have clawed their way to a dead even tie for first place in the AL West. Well done, boys. Game two of that series against Baltimore is in its late stages over en route. You've also got more baseball on FS1 and MLB. As far as your weather, the clouds are coming in tonight to bring a possibility of some showers. Tomorrow we're looking at a cloudy, low 70s Thursday. That is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.